In 1997, Terry Dorn was convicted after a trial of 3 commercial robberies in Staten Island. The evidence against him consisted of testimony from 1 eyewitness for each robbery. In 2014, Terry discovered the police withheld evidence that was favorable to his defense. So, in 2015, he filed a motion to vacate the judgment of guilt based upon this newly discovered evidence. After waiting almost 2 years for a decision upon his motion, Terry decided to pursue a successive federal petition for a writ of habeas corpus, and the United States Court of Appeals for the Second Circuit issued a mandate stating he met the strict criteria to file the petition, which is difficult to do. To meet that criteria, you must show by clear and convincing evidence that no juror would have found you guilty if not for a violation of the Constitution. Terry's case is only one of many examples how our judicial system fails to guarantee justice for all. We're the greatest nation in the world, but yet we allow police, prosecutors, and judges to railroad citizens. I can't tell you whether Terry is innocent or not, but I do know our judicial system is flawed in so many ways that it sends innocent people to prison. If anyone is interested in learning more about Terry's case, you can write him here at Great Meadow Correctional Facility. Terry's name and prison number are Terry, T-E-R-R-Y, Dorm, D-A-U-M, and his prison identification number is 97A, as in Apple, 1295. This is Dante S. Mitchell, better known as the File Mr. Kibu, reporting to you from Great Meadow Correctional Facility in Comstock, New York. Follow me on Facebook at Free Dante Mitchell. Thank you for listening, and God bless.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.